Brangela.
Ruby. Hi, Brangela.
Hey, Ruby.
Hey, how are you? I think we're the only two on right now.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
You doing okay? Great.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Hi, Esther.
Hey, hi, Esther.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Hi, Hanna.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I don't feel bad. I just don't sound so hot.
Okay. As long as you feel better than you sound,
breathing.
Right?
I didn't have fever. I didn't have a runny nose. I just am hoarse and my throat. Then I thought going to the hospital because I had kind of like a breathing spell.
Right.
All the while I packed my suitcase. I said, I'm not going. and I fought it for 3.5 hours and then I got okay. So.
Oh, good. Good.
I feel like each time we have an illness, I think we have to go through these little steps, and because how are you going to live to be 300 if you you've got to be through these episodes along the path?
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to mute because I am
also. I'm glad you're feeling okay though.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Bye bye. Brenda, is that you?
Yes, Min.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hello. Are we the only ones?
No, I think there's several of us. I had muted for a minute.
Okay. Anyway, I'm up there?
Well, I think Anna Esther's on, and I think Brandy. And
Miriam.
Oh, and Miriam. Okay, hi.
Hi.
I'm here.
I think there's about five or six.
Yeah. I heard the dog, so I thought it was you.
Yeah, it's me. That's a telltale sign.
And this is Ruby. I'm on too.
Oh, hi, Ruby.
Yes. How are you?
Doing better.
I'm going to mute again.
Okay.
I just texted him, Hanoch.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Amy, for the wake up. Does anybody have any questions?
Not a problem.
Any other questions? All the questions in the universe have been answered.
No.
Okay.
I did have one and now I forgot it.
Say again?
I did have one but now I forgot it.
Okay.
If it comes back.
It'll come back to you by next week.
Okay, I'll write it down.
So, everyone have a beautiful evening. We'll count the Omer in about an hour and 30 minutes.
Hello, I have a question.
Okay.
With everything that's going on in the physical realm that's going on now, how does that go with the spiritual realm?
The spiritual realm is the cause.
Okay, so it causes whatever goes on in the physical realm to take place.
Correct.
So, everything that's going on right now with, like, the government and everybody getting all upset about things, people being fired, people being hired, countries going together, that's all controlled spiritually.
It's all caused spiritually. And I would, I guess, the word cause and controller are somewhat similar, but they're different.
Okay.
Everybody getting upset is reactive behavior.
So is that cause and effect? The reactive behavior is cause and effect?
Reactive behavior is the effect. The cause is coming from everybody's unconscious level, which is having them react this way in order to wake them up, in order for them to become aware of their emotions and learning how to control them.
Well, if it doesn't wake them up and they don't understand what's going on, then is it repeated again in another way until they finally have an aha moment?
Correct.
Wow.
And once they have the aha moment, then the other people will continue to be reactive, but they will stop. And the shortcut, the speedier path, is the study of Kabbalah.
Okay. Thank you.
I remembered what it was, but I think I got but then I found where you had one of your classes kind of answered it. It was about when you say to do something to do something because you command it, it's idolatry. Right?
Correct.
That's how you say it. Then
yes.
I was wanting to ask more about that, and then I did read what you have on the website. I didn't quite catch understand where you said in the Hebrew mitzvah when you were looking at the word. So you said mem means from, and then tiva is command. So you said it didn't make sense to do an action from a command. I didn't quite understand that.
Here's the metaphor to help explain it. If I ask you to go turn on the light in this room, we're sitting together and I ask you to go turn on the light, and you go and you get up and you go over and turn on the light. Now the question is, who turned on the light? Was it me or was it you?
I turned on the light.
You physically turned on the light. But I commanded you to turn on the light. So you gave up your free choice. You didn't turn on the light by free choice. You turned on the light because I commanded you. You became my servant. Therefore, you gave up your free choice. Now, if I again were sitting in the room and I ask you to turn on the light and you stop your reactive behavior and you consider, do I really want to turn on the light or do I not want to turn on the light? And you decide to go and turn on the light. You are no longer accepting the command. You are doing an action based on free choice. So you have decided to share by turning on the light.
What do you mean, share?
Why did you turn on the light? For me or for you? Or for both of us?
If I turn it on because I decide that I want to do what you wanted. And it's for me.
Correct.
So why is that sharing?
Because you're doing it for you because you want the light, but I receive the light as well. So in a
frame
of 100%,
I want the light. I'm not.
No, in a frame of 100% sharing, 75% is selfish and 25% is sharing. Because I participate in receiving the light because you turned it on for yourself. And you didn't initiate the original request. I asked you to turn on the light. You stopped your reaction. Then you decided, yes, I want the light on. So you went and turned on the light. So it's a mixture of sharing and selfishness. As opposed to, if you just do what I want, there is no sharing. There's a giving up of free will.
I'm still thinking this through.
It takes a while.
If I didn't want the light, but I wanted to you to have the light. So what I wanted,
that would be 100% sharing.
Oh. Okay. Oh, so you're saying, I think, in the first instance where you're saying turn on the light and I don't have any thought about it, I just do it. That's, what did you call that? No free will.
That is you, no free will. You have, that's phase one in the four phases.
Right.
Where the light says knock, knock, and you say, who's there? And they say, I'm the light. When I come in and you say, okay. It's the same thing as turn on the light and you just go and do it without any conscious effort.
So in religious terms, that's what I understand them to be referring to when they say, like, the Avos were the chariot, where they became like limbs of Hashem, where they gave up their own agenda.
Correct. But the idea of the chariot is that they don't give up their free will. They're doing what Hashem is asking them. They're serving Hashem in a conscious way.
In other words, they're so tuned in. They're so tuned in that they feel what Hashem wants. And what He wants is their will.
Correct.
There's no two wills.
Correct. There's only the one. You need to go back further and recognize Hashem created each human being to reveal an aspect of His light. And the way He created that human being is to endow them with a desire to receive, to reveal that light. So, if we can attribute desire to Hashem, which we can't, but for discussion purposes, Hashem has a desire to be revealed. And He created a human being to reveal that light. So the desire of the human being to reveal the light That desire is Hashem's consciousness. That desire is Hashem's desire as well. Now, always recognize that the word desire is really cannot be applied to Hashem. But for discussion purposes in English and also in Hebrew, I really don't have a word to describe a desire that's or the equivalent of a desire to Hashem, because Hashem has no desire to receive. He only is sharing. It's not even a desire to share. It's an essence.
So that brings me to another question. I remember that when you say, sometimes I think you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we were to do something to give Hashem pleasure. That something you say?
If I am eating an apple, not to feed my body, but to give pleasure to Hashem, that receiving of the apple's pleasure is considered sharing.
So that's why I'm going back to the expression, giving pleasure to Hashem, where you start out saying Hashem only gives, he doesn't receive. So how do we give Hashem pleasure?
Well, first off, be careful with the word give, because it's we share without an agenda. We give when we have an agenda, when we have an ulterior motive. I give a pen to my friend, but I expect something in return from him, whether it's a thank you or whether it's he'll go turn on the light when I ask him to. But whatever it is, I give him the pen with an expectation of him doing something. But sharing has no expectation. There's no agenda there.
So can you define sharing again?
Sharing is doing an action that gives pleasure to the Creator. From the human perspective, doing an action that gives pleasure to the Creator. You know what the meaning of nachat is in the Hebrew?
What? Nachas.
Nachas, yeah. Or nachat.
Yeah.
It really can't be translated into English. But nachat is this feeling of pleasure that you receive from watching a grandchild play. The grandchild is playing with his own consciousness. He's experimenting, he's learning, he's playing, he's enjoying himself. Watching the grandparent, watching the grandchild, is receiving pleasure from the grandchild, not on a conscious level. The grandchild isn't doing it on a conscious level. But the grandparent is receiving pleasure. There's a circuit of energy. The child is playing, the grandparent is receiving pleasure. Where is the sharing from the grandparent to the grandchild? Because the grandparent produced the child, who then produced the grandchild. That was there's a continuity there. There's continuous process. So the original sharing of the grandparent was to procreate, and then that child procreated a grandchild. Now the grandchild is playing. And by playing, just because the child plays, the grandparent receives pleasure recognizing the circuit of energy between you two human beings. But that applies to a human being in Hashem. Because Hashem created an apple. And he created that apple for that human being to eat it. So when the human being eats the apple and receives the pleasure from the apple, Hashem can watch that action and receive the pleasure that he created that apple so that the human being would have the pleasure and he receives pleasure in return. But when that's done on a conscious level, it's that much more powerful. The circuit of energy is that much stronger.
So if I'm thinking when I'm doing something that Hashem has sent me the energy and that I am that my desire is that he, so you're saying I'm not giving him, but he's receiving back this energy?
Yes.
Okay. That's my intention is that I want Hashem to receive the energy that he sent me.
Correct. I want him to receive the pleasure that I give him. Excuse me. I want him to receive the pleasure that I share with him by receiving the pleasure myself.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And that by definition is a circuit of energy.
Yeah.
Where Hashem shares and the receiver shares in return.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Hanaf.
Yes.
Oh, I would just would like to know if when we are at the Shabbat service, we're sharing with the Creator. Or when we are praying.
When you're praying, if your consciousness is to receive energy from Hashem for yourself, there's no continuity there. There's no circuit of energy there. If you are receiving the energy by praying in order to utilize that energy in a sharing mode to other human beings, Hashem's got that grandparent-grandchild relationship of nachas, nachat, where Hashem says, oh, I created this energy to share with this human being through his prayer so that he can share with others. And Hashem receives pleasure by that. That's why the Hebrew prayers are always in the plural. They're always in the first person plural. We. We need healing. We need parnasa. It's never, I need parnasa.
Yeah, I can see it when we do the Amidah.
Because the reason
or
you
any other prayers.
Exactly. When we want to receive parnasa, and we're praying to Hashem for parnasa, we're not praying for ourselves, we're praying for other people. Those are what the words say. But what your consciousness is what controls. Consciousness is the cause. So you're praying for parnasa so that you would have the resources to share with other people. Hopefully, Hano. That was a joke.
Yes. Correct.
Jasmine, is that clear now?
Yeah, yes, I understood.
Very good. Any other questions? Have a beautiful evening. We'll count the Omer in about an hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shalom.